This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 1st. I'm Paul Plack. A glider and its tow plane collided in midair over the Crazy Creek Glider Port near Middletown in Northern California on Saturday, killing both pilots. The glider was on right base, the tow plane was on left base without a radio. The NTSB says a Grumman Albatross that went down November 5th in Fort Pierce, Florida, had accumulated only 3 hours in the 20 months since its engines were overhauled. The driver of a pickup truck reportedly passed out while driving and crashed through the airport fence at Gillespie Field in California, destroying two Cessna 152s and slightly damaging a third. Northrop Grumman says the U.S. Air Force has granted the RQ-4 Global Hawk high-altitude, long-endurance unmanned aircraft system a military airworthiness certification. There could eventually be civilian implications. Austria's second-largest airline, Niki Luftfahrt, has signed a contract for another two Embraer 190 jets. Boeing has delivered the first two Project Wedgetail 737 airborne early warning and control aircraft to the Royal Australian Air Force. The Federal Office of Special Counsel has accused the FAA of gross mismanagement and a substantial and specific danger to public safety for landing procedures still in place at Newark Airport. NASA says its Spitzer Space Telescope has contributed to the discovery of the youngest brown dwarf ever observed, a finding that, if confirmed, may solve an astronomical mystery. And Yves Rossi was forced to ditch in the Atlantic Ocean during an attempt last week to cross the Straits of Gibraltar using his jet-powered wing. The human fuselage will give it another try next year. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation discusses a recent audit which finds the TSA is ineffective at choosing technology, and why that's a concern as TSA prepares to take over security of FAA-licensed aircraft repair facilities. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.